Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. It's been 22 years since Sitkans have seen the pastel green vehicles and signage of the Alaska Lumber and Pulp Company for their Sitka mill closed in 1993. However, this dynamic operation left a lasting mark on our community. Pat Alexander remembers walking to the end of Sawmill Creek Road, cresting the hill, and watching bulldozers at work in what was once the Van Horn Dairy Farm. What may have seemed foreign on the landscape to Pat became an economic landmark for Sitka for the next 35 years. Initially designed to produce 350 tons of pulp per day, the mill produced up to 1,000 tons of pulp per day at its peak. Running 24 hours per day, 7 days a week, the mill supplied refined cellulose to Japanese, Chinese, and Indian rayon manufacturers. Sitka was chosen as a mill site due to its deep water ocean access, abundant spruce and hemlock timber supply, and the 20 million gallons of water per day supplied by the Blue Lake Dam, a project built by the mill in conjunction with the city, initially for its water, but later for its hydroelectricity too. It was 1958 when Thomas R. Stein was hired as the first Alaska Lumber and Pulp Mill manager, and for the next 7 years he was tasked with the job of pulling together resources and manpower to construct the $66 million infrastructure to produce dissolving pulp, or rayon cellulose, as it was officially called. Within 3 years of groundbreaking, the mill was up and running. Hailed as one of the best mill starts ever, workers were sending on-grade pulp down the line within the first days of operation, a testament to a highly skilled and motivated workforce. During its height of operations, the mill employed up to 400 workers at the mill site and a similar number in their woods division. As well, due mostly to its remote location, the mill was almost entirely self-sufficient mechanically, employing highly skilled craftsmen and women who could not only operate the plant, but repair and, if necessary, build replacement parts. Mostly due to concerns about effluent released into the ocean, timber supply reductions, and aging mill infrastructure, Alaska Lumber and Pulp closed its doors in 1993. However, many mill workers remained in Sitka, forging new lives in other vocations, showing their resilience that has become a Sitka trademark. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.